mother's over there. Called her up and started talking to her again. After a while, she said, "Davey, I can't talk anymore. I got to put the phone down." I said, "Why?" She said, "Well, my ear is tired." I said, "Well, bless God, put it on your other ear." "Well, you know my ear is deaf. You know I'm deaf in that ear." I said, "Here you are. I didn't know that. Showed you what kind of son I was. I didn't even know my mother was deaf in one ear." But anyway, I said, "Well, praise the Lord. I want to show you something, mother. Stick your finger in your ear." She said, "What? What?" I said, "Stick your finger in your ear, mother. Don't worry about it. It might sound crazy. It might sound stupid. But just do it. Stick your finger in your ear." She said, "All right." I said, "You got your finger in your ear?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Now watch this. Jesus' name be healed." And she said, "All right, so what?" I said, "Put the phone over there." She put the phone over there, and I said, "Say praise the Lord." "I'm not going to praise the Lord." That's what she said. She put the phone to her deaf ear, and she said, "I'm not going to praise the Lord." I said, "Why not? You can hear." And all of a sudden it hit her. All of a sudden it hit her that Jesus healed her. And you know what? My mother became a believer that day. And my mother got saved. My mother got saved. And now she's filled with the Holy Ghost and she's a believer in Jesus Christ. Amen. And all it took was for a little bit of Jesus reality to be shown to her. And the Lord began to deal with me and he said, "Look, son, as long as you're a non-denominationalist, as long as you hate denominations, and as long as you refuse to go out here and work with them, you can't ever let them hear you. It's true. Most of them won't accept you. Most of them will cast you out, just like they did Jesus, just like they did my son, just like they did Paul, just like they did Timothy and others. They'll cast you out. They'll scourge you. But there'll be those that'll hear. Because I will open their ears as I opened your mother's ear." Amen. And they will hear. Do you hear that? Give the Lord a cheer. And the Lord began to show me another thing. He said, "I want you to go out there and tell the people in those churches that I'm coming. And I'm coming with power, and I'm coming with might, and I'm coming to anoint with my spirit, and I'm going to give gifts, and I'm going to give my wisdom and knowledge and all that I have to them. And if their preachers don't like it, they can sit back and lose it. I'm coming." And he said, "I want to tell you something else. It's free. It's free. And it doesn't matter if you're Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, or Catholic. Doesn't even matter if you're Catholic, but I've got news for you. You get hit with that Holy Ghost power of God and you get to know the true Jesus Christ, you ain't going to go after that dead one hanging in that Catholic church. You ain't going to go with that false little Jesus cookie in that little vial that they hang up there and tell you you got to worship. You're going to go with the living God. You're going to go with the one that lives forever. You're going to go for the one that lives forever. And that's the resurrected Jesus Christ. That's the resurrected Jesus Christ." And he said, "I want you to do something else." He said, "These preachers for years have been holding people back. They've been holding people back because they're afraid. They're afraid the people will get something. They're afraid that people will get ahead of them. They're afraid that if the people get excited and the people get the gifts of God, they won't look to the preachers anymore. So the preachers have been selfish, and the preachers have tried to take control over the churches and maintain the control over the churches. He said, I want you to know something. I control the churches. The preachers don't. My spirit controls the churches. It's not a man. It's not a woman. It's nobody but me, saith the Lord. I will control the churches, and I will call who I will call, and I will raise up who I will raise up, and I will cast out who I will cast out, and no man and no woman will stop me, saith the Lord. I will raise them up, saith the Lord, and I will put my power upon them. And he said, listen to me. He said, don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. You pray for them to get the power. You pray for them to grow in that power. You pray for them to grow in that manifestation, because I'm going to show you a secret. Every time they get it, and the more they walk in it, the more yours will be. You ain't got nothing to worry about. The more you give, the more I'll give. I said, the more you give, the more I'll get. The more you give, the more I'll get. The more you give of what God gives you, the more God will give it to you. He said, and I'll tell you what, you go out there and see if you can't outgive me. I have built myself a house. I have built myself a city, saith the Lord. And I have laid a foundation. Yea, I have laid 7 foundations. And at the very bottom most of that foundation, I have laid the carbuncle. I have laid the carbuncle, the most precious of all diamonds. Now, you try to outgive me. You can't do it. I can give more of the Spirit than you'll ever receive. I can give more of my love than you'll ever dream. I can give more life because I can create it, saith the Lord. The Lord can create all things and will create all things. And if you have need of anything and it does not exist, the Lord, He will create it for you. He will make it come to pass if you need it. That's the kind of God I've got. And He said, I just remember, these ministers, they don't understand. They don't understand. He said, there are a few out there, Brother Ricky. There are a few of them out there that the Lord's getting through to. He's getting through to them. They're hearing Him. They're looking kind of weird, but they're getting through. He's getting through to them. And they're starting to learn that, wait a minute, this ain't a private thing. This is a Jesus thing. This ain't a private thing. This is a family of God thing. This ain't a my house thing. This is a God's house thing. This ain't something you hide in the backyard. This is something you put out in the street for all to see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, he said, these people, they're so busy going to their churches all dressed up looking fancy, and they're so dressed up looking pretty going to their churches for everybody to see them. And he said, and they wonder why people don't go there and why people think they're a bunch of hypocrites. I don't want them going dressed up in fine apparel. I want them going dressed up in my holiness. I don't want them going dressed up with a lot of words. I want them going dressed up in my power. I don't want them dressed up in a lot of fancy hairdos. I want lightning coming off of them in the name of Jesus. This is the power of the God of mighty that I serve, that Jesus Christ, the Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego God. That's the one I'm serving. I like that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. I talk about them a lot. I use them a lot because I believe that they had something and I want it. But I got more than they had, and I still want what they had. I have the promise. They didn't. They got deliverance. I got the promise. I want the deliverance. Amen. Now, if they had the deliverance without the promise, guess what I could get? I get the deliverance and the deliverer. They got the deliverance, but I could have the deliverer. They got the deliverance, but I got the deliverer. They got the deliverance, but you can have and do have the deliverer. Oh, praise the Lord, people. Praise the Lord. This is good stuff. Praise God. I know it's good stuff. It ain't mine. And you know what happened. Cheryl, come over here. Cheryl, come here. Cheryl, you've been with me for all your life. How old are you?
9 years
old. You ever hear me preach like you have this week up here?
Not really.
Not really. You like it?
Yeah.
You want to come back? Why?
Because I want to walk with Jesus.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give her a cheer. It's fun, too. You want to walk with Jesus, amen. But it's fun. It's fun. To walk in the power of God is fun. To have power over serpents and scorpions. Attitudes. To have power over attitudes is a great thing. The Lord one time took me aside and said, I want to show you a thing. I want to show you a thing. He said, go over to your wall there. And I walked over the wall. He said, what do you see? I said, I see a thermostat. He said, what else do you see? I said, I see a thermometer. And he said, most Christians today are as the thermometer. However the wind's blowing is where they are. When things are going good, they're happy. When things are going bad, they're not happy. They'll praise God when things are going good, and they'll murmur against me when they're not. But he said, I have called them to be as the thermostat. It controls the temperature. It's what controls the temperature. And when the Holy Ghost is in you, you are no longer a thermometer, you are a thermostat. God has given you the power to control the attitudes around you and the attitudes in you. When it gets cold, you just raise the temperature. If it gets too hot, cool it down a little bit. You have all power on heaven and earth. He said, you preach that to them. You go out there and preach it. Don't you try to be the big shot having it all. You get out there and give away as much of it as you can. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Give it out. Get rid of it. The more you give it out, the more I'll give you. The more you give it out, the more I'll have to give you. And the more you'll have to give them. So let's look at it like this. He said, if you go to my country over there, Israel, you're going to find a sea called the Sea of Galilee. And that Sea of Galilee is a great sea, and fish live in it, and people have been living on it by thousands of years and making their homes by it and making their living from it. Amen. That's where Jesus preached by and traveled across it many times. Amen. That's where Peter had his home. And that's where a couple of the others had their home. James and John, sons of Zebedee, they had their home there. And yet, Jesus showed me and the Lord showed me in the Spirit. He said, now let me show you a thing. Now, look how lively this is. Now let me just take you right over here and show you this one. And he showed me another great sea. And this sea had no fish living in it. There were no fish living in it, nothing living around its shores. It's called the Dead Sea. He said, now let me show you another thing. He took me back over here. He showed me a river called the River Jordan. And the River Jordan flowed down into the Sea of Galilee. And then it flowed out the other side of the Sea of Galilee right into the Dead Sea. And he said, now look. They both receive of the same water. They both receive of the same water. But the Sea of Galilee gives up her water so that she can receive fresh water. But the Dead Sea keeps it unto itself, and it grows stale and salty, and it cannot have life within it. He said, so there are Christians out there. I give them of my Spirit and they tie it into themselves and they hold it to themselves and they won't work with Him. And they die inside. They dry up. He said, I give them finances and they're selfish with it. He said, I give them all these things and they just hold them to them and they're just like the Dead Sea. They're absolutely worthless. They're worthless. can't support life. But he said, you go back over and look at that Sea of Galilee. I got Christians that I pour in my spirit, they pour it out. I pour in my word, they pour it out. I pour in my finances, they pour it out. I pour in my health, they pour it out. I pour in my deliverance, then they deliver. They give all the things that I give unto them, they give out unto others. And I am the God of Almighty that can do it. I am the God of Abraham that can come and deliver you and provide you with all things, saith the Lord. That's the God I serve. Jesus the Christ. And He is here to give you all things. We got a great department store. We got a Holy Ghost department store. And everything's been bought and paid for. It's been bought and paid for. There ain't no cash out counter. There's no cash registers here. There's no checkout counter. It's all you come and you take it with you. It's cash. It's not cash and carry. It's come and carry. It's not cash and carry. It's come and carry. You go down the street, you pay and cry. That's because you pay too much and you cry because you ain't got enough. But you come here and you pay it. It's paid for. You just carry. You just come and carry. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's like when the Lord told me on these services, and Ricky was supposed to, I guess he did, say in the beginning here, these services, this service is paid for. See, this service is paid for. I don't have to stand up here and beg for money to carry this service on because this service is already paid for. Jesus paid for it. Hallelujah. Ain't that great? I don't have to sit back and worry back over here, oh God. What am I going to do, oh Lord? How am I going to get by the next day, oh Lord? How am I going to do this? I ain't got to do that. It's all paid for. It's all taken care of. The Lord handled it. He paid for you. He paid for me. If you love Him, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He paid for you. He paid for me. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to show you a new way to do things. Back in the old days, the Lord would have me go out there and collect the offering. He says, you're not going to do that anymore. You're going to do it a new way. I'm going to have you prepaid. I ain't sending you collect. I ain't sending you COD. I'm going to send you prepaid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prepaid. My Bible says that what you have freely been given by the Lord, freely give to others. So why should I get up here and try to get you to pay for what God's given? Amen. It's already paid for. He did it. So what we're going to do, you see, is that the Lord said you put these baskets out. And you just tell the people, if they want to support the next one, then they can. But the amount will be between them and me, saith the Lord, not you and them. It's between them and the Lord. And what they don't give you, he said, don't worry about it. I'll make it up. I'll make it up. And he said, don't go to the towns where you think you're going to make the big money. That's what others do. He said, you go to those towns where you think you'll make nothing. And watch me do my thing. Because he wants his people fed. He doesn't want some preacher out there with a little calculator checking it all out. He wants his people fed. So that's what these services are. And the Lord has told me to let you know. I don't care if you're a preacher. I don't care if you're a deacon. I don't care if you're a Dickens. Don't matter no man to me. But if you love King Jesus, as I love King Jesus, then we're brothers and sisters of the Lord. And you can call yourself a Baptist, and you can call yourself a Methodist, and you can call yourself a Presbyterian, but it better be Jesus you got your eyes on. Because there ain't no other name under heaven that can get you saved. It ain't the Baptist that can save you. It ain't the Methodist. It ain't Church of God or Church of God of Prophecy. It ain't Four Square. And it ain't that white-robed character in Rome with a little bow in his hand that you read about in Revelations. What it is Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ is the one that saves. It's Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. It's Jesus, the living Christ, the living God. And that's the one we're serving. And if you're one that believes in that one, This week, God's going to be pouring out gifts. And we had a gift night the other night. The Lord poured out oil. Ministers were called forward. And the Lord hit them with His holy oil. And they went down under the power of God. And God ministered to them and delivered some of them. Healed some of them. Empowered some of them. And gave some who had power more power. Couldn't get this guy to preach before. Now you can't shut him up. All he does is go around all day long wanting to preach. Hallelujah. I like that. Now, this sister over here, you're a minister, right? You're a pastor. Okay. Close enough for jazz. She got to minister to all those people. Man, I wouldn't have your job for nothing. I admire you. Praise God. I understand. Give her a cheer. I'll tell you what, the hardest job in the world is being a pastor. That is the hardest job. I've tried it. I can't stand it. I just can't stand being in that one place. I like to get people mad and leave. I like to get them all riled up and leave, and then I'll take off and say, praise God, and I say, poor pastor back there, you got to deal with them. Hallelujah. I love it. I wouldn't trade this job for nothing, man. You couldn't melt me down in a tar kettle and pour me back into a pastor's job. Couldn't do it. I admire her. You people pray for her. She needs a strong, powerful spirit about her to protect her and to guide her and to direct her. Because when you get in that church situation where you're a pastor, it's just a constant drag on you. It's a constant dragging down and dragging down. And everybody wants to be your boss and tell you how to do the job God's called you to do. But my Bible says very clearly, the Son of Man, say unto my people, if they will take a man of their coast and they will set them as their watchman, I will be what? I will speak unto that man or woman. God will speak to that person. Doesn't say He'll speak to the people. Said He'll speak to God, that man or that woman. And that man or woman then will go speak to the people. Amen. And it's a hard job to be a pastor. So you pray for her. You keep all these pastors in prayer if they're for the Lord. There's one pastor. I ain't going to say who that pastor was. Pastor said he's going to run me out of town. He's gone. Praise God. Didn't do it, did he? Hallelujah. If you love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
My God said, no, you ain't running him out of town. You're leaving. I'm going to tell you something. Just as Paul prophesied, and it was Paul prophesying in Timothy. You go read about it, 2 Timothy chapter 3, I believe it is, or 4, it's one of those two, where he says about in the latter days, in the latter times, shall be perilous times. And I want you to read down there where he talks about genies and jambres. He said, in the last days of this age, there will be people like Janies and Jabries that will come up and they will stand against the men of God and the women of God and they will come against them. But God will shut their mouths just as Moses through God shut the mouths of Janies and Jabries. And you may not like this. Some of you may not like this. Some of you may not agree it. But I want to tell you something. The power of God will raise the dead, but it'll also make people dead. The power of God can raise you from the dead, but it can also strike you dead. And there will be people in these days that will come against the men and women of God, that will come against the ministers of God, and He'll strike them blind. He'll strike them dead. There'll be bears coming out of the woods. Here in Vermont, there'll probably be a moose come out and trample them to death. But God's not going to have this stuff anymore. He's raising up a people today that are going to be a separate people. They're going to be a holy people. They're going to be a people holy unto God and separated unto God to serve God and only God. And they're going to reveal God. And the power of God is going to be upon them. And the people out there will see them and know that God is with them. How can the people know Jesus, and how can they know where he is if they see not the light? Well, the church has hid the light long enough. Now God is taking the lampshade off, turning the power up, and said, turn brightly. Burn brightly. Burn brightly. And don't you hide in the caves anymore. Don't you hide in the caves. Come out in the open. Come out in the open where they can see you. Get out there where the light can shine on them. Get out there where they can look at you and say, here I am. What are you going to do about it? Here I am. What are you going to do about it? Praise be to God. You're going to walk in power and might. These days, I guess we're here till the 10th. The Lord has told me to say, bring the people in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Get them in here. Get them in here. He's going to start pouring out that oil. He's going to start pouring out more anointings. I don't know what night it's going to be. I have no idea. It may be tomorrow night. It may be tomorrow night and the next night and the night after that and the night after that and the night after that. I don't know. You know, God just does not sit down and check with me to find out when it would be convenient for me to do something. There have been times I wished he would. I've asked him to. But he has never agreed to it. He's always just said, you're my servant. Shut up, do what I say. That's all he says. You're my servant. Shut up, do what I say. Only if you continue to do as I say will I allow you to continue to be my servant. Well, just put it like that, Lord. I'd love to shut up. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you love him, say hallelujah. So what we're out to do this week is we're not out here to glorify any denomination. And we're not here to really destroy any denomination. We're here to lift up Jesus. Amen. And we're here to let God bring in those people he wants to anoint with power and might to go forth. And if the preachers want it, praise God. And if they don't, that's all right. He'll give it to their people. And then they're going to have to deal with it. Amen.
Amen.
Then they're going to have to deal with them. They're going to have to deal with a bunch of Jesus freaks going around in their church, healing the sick and casting out devils. And then they're going to be faced, well, what do I do? Do I believe what I learned in cemetery, or do I believe what this kid saying the Bible says? I don't know what I'm going to do. But evidently, cemetery's full of a bunch of dead people. Cemetery is full of a bunch of dead people. The church is supposed to be full of alive people. Oh, glory to God. That's good preaching. The cemetery is full of dead people. The church is supposed to be full of alive people. Old Doris came up to me the other day. Praise God. I love her. She comes up to me. She says, if I die, will you come to my funeral? She says, if I die, will you come to my funeral? She says, what kind of funerals do you have? I said, well, we stomp on them a while and praise God. No. You love the Lord, say hallelujah. I said, what we do, we plant them in the ground, we put a tent up, and we praise the Lord. Amen. We put a tent up and have a funeral service right there at the gravesite, and we praise the Lord and sing a few songs, preach salvation, and scare the hell out of everybody. That's the only kind of funerals have. That's the only kind of funerals have. And I said, anyway, Doris, why should I come to your funeral? You ain't going to be there. Amen. Go ahead. Give the Lord a cheer. Give the Lord a cheer. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know why I should come to your funeral. You're not going to be there. You're going to be up there with him saying, look at those idiots down there crying over me. I've never been happier or felt so good in all my life. And there they are, boo-hoo-hooing. Wah-wah-wah. Amen. That's our truth. Doris had a vision. I'm telling her. Boy, she's going to really be mad at me. I tell you what, I know I can provoke her to pray for me. If you love him, say amen.
Amen.
Doris had a vision the other night, or the other day, or someday. I forget when. She wrote me a little note. Private note, I might add. She had this little note. Because I prayed about this, you see. I wouldn't be telling on her if the Lord didn't tell me to. But I read this note, and in this note, she was at one of the services, and the music was playing, and all of a sudden the music backed off, and sound got quieter, and she was dancing in a room whose ceiling was too high to see, and whose walls were too far away to find. And she was wearing a little dress, belted at the waist. And I prayed, and the Lord showed it to me. And it was the dress of an Israeli servant girl, a little maiden girl. And she was dancing before the Lord. Now, she didn't know it was the Lord, because she didn't see him in this vision. She just saw this great shadow of someone. But the Lord said, she's dancing for me. And that's the way she's going to look. She was young, she was lithe, and she was dancing before the Lord. And the Lord said, that's what she's going to look like when she's with me. That's what she's going to look like. Hallelujah. 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 And I got so excited about it. I didn't say anything to Doris at the time. I went out and prayed about it. I said, Lord, tell me. I've always wanted to know what we'd look like in heaven. I always wanted to know. And the Lord showed me Doris as she was, as a young lady. And she said, he said, let me show you a secret. I want you to hear this. He said, I created man and I created woman. And I created